Have you ever heard of Whamageddon? It sort of splits people. Some people have, some people haven't. I had never heard of it before this year. It's been going on for years. So basically, at the start of December, everyone is in, apparently. However, once you have heard Wham's Last Christmas, you are out. And it can happen on the radio, it can happen in the shops, it can happen in public. So there's this whole thing. Well, apparently this year, there was a complete horror because a DJ at a football match apparently played the song, knocking about 7,000 people out in one go. And he didn't know anything, or he claims he didn't know anything about it. And it made the national press. And the DJ even had to apologise for playing a song. For many then, apparently, this little competition marks the start of their Christmas season. What most evokes the season of Christmas for you? Is it when the Christmas chocolates go on sale in October? Is it when the shops start playing their Christmas music in November? Is it when the decorations start going up and the Christmas lights are turned on? Is it when the Christmas jumpers come out at work? Oh, I suffer for this, it's warm. Is it the sending or receiving of Christmas cards? Is it the gathering together of family? Is it the school nativity plays or even carol services like this one? There may be something else. There are so many things that in themselves are so very lovely, and I love many of them. But if we're not careful, these things can crowd out the true meaning of Christmas. And they can weigh on us very heavily. People can drown under the need to put up more lights, cook more food, spend more on presents, go and see more people. It can go from being a joy to being a burden. Yet the celebration of Christmas is really a simple thing at heart that doesn't need more roast potatoes or crackers or gifts or wine. Although we do have mulled wine afterwards. As Christians, we hold that at the very core of Christmas is the birth of a baby. And that baby is Jesus. And we often see him, like on that video, depicted as a baby in a manger, in a bed of straw. And often that is where our understanding of Jesus can remain, Jesus being a little weak baby. By the way, I'm going to now go on a little detour. I don't believe for one moment the line in the carol where it says, "The cattle are lowing, the baby awakes, but little Lord Jesus, no crying he makes." It might scan beautifully, but I am sure he bawled his lungs out like any other little baby. We are told that he was made fully human when he came to earth, and he was without sin. But if he didn't cry, I would worry about him being really fully human at all, to be honest. Hopefully, a comfort to anyone who's nursed a crying baby in the early hours. I'm sure Mary and Joseph went through the same thing. He was fully human. He was born a baby. But lots of babies are born in December. Are there any December babies in? Oh, a couple of hands. Oh, everyone's been shy. In fact, I am a December baby. And I like to celebrate with my family. But, no, I can't quite understand why. But, strangely, the whole world doesn't seem to celebrate my birthday in the same way it celebrates Jesus' birthday. Nobody sends presents to each other on my birthday. Nobody sends cards to each other on my birthday. So what's the difference? We ask ourselves, what is special about Jesus' birth? Well, you've heard many of the stories. The birth story is pretty amazing itself, isn't it? With shepherds and angels and wise men and stables. But I think if that were it, I don't think we'd be celebrating it now. I think it would have faded from memory. But as Maddie's song, which was beautifully sung to us, and the video both challenged us. We celebrate the birth because it was important as part of what was to come. In the poem, we heard it said, "He's just a baby, yet will speak to every nation, every broken heart and lost soul, he will fight for their salvation." Humanity needed Jesus to be the light of the world, to be the Prince of Peace, to be the Son of the Most High God, to be Saviour of the world, to be our rescuer from sin and death. To do that, he had to come to earth first, fully human as a baby. To do that, he had to live among us, knowing our weaknesses and understanding our temptations and emotions, discovering poverty and cold and loneliness and broken hearts. To do that, he had to die on the cross in our place. Sent to the tree for me, as Maddie sang. The righteous baby for the unrighteous. The pure and holy one for the unclean. And if we accept him as our newborn king, this baby who grew up through that perfect sacrifice on the cross, all our unworthiness is washed away and we are all, whether we feel it or not, counted as children of God and heirs to his heavenly kingdom. Because of that last line from the video says, the truth is he's not just a baby, he is also the almighty Son of God. Now look, that is worth celebrating. That is worth sending each other presents and cards for. That is worth most of the things that we do at Christmas time. But that must never overwhelm us. We must remember that the shepherds themselves had nothing to bring to the baby but themselves. They were some of the poorest in society. We doubt that they had any gifts, even though in Nativity you always bring a lamb. We doubt they had any gifts, just themselves, just coming to the manger. And that story runs on. Amazingly, Jesus doesn't ask us for any other gift other than ourselves either. So I ask this Christmas time, is that a gift that you are prepared to give him? Are you prepared to give him yourself? Are you ready then to receive from him this baby turned king, the gift of peace and salvation in return? Let's pray. Father God, we thank you for coming to earth, for living a life fully human yet fully God. Lord, we thank you for the trials and the tribulations that you went through. And we thank you that you call us to be reconciled to you through the sacrifice of your Son, Jesus Christ. Amen.